The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, at the Sheep Gate, a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the water when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take up and walk'?" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore the Jews began to persecute Jesus, because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the man had been lying there for 38 years, longing for healing. And our Lord comes up to him and says, "Do you want to be well?" It almost sounds cruel or insulting, or at least the most obvious of questions, right? I've been here 38 years. What was our Lord doing? He was revealing to the man, clearly, there's something deeper than your bodily paralysis. There is a paralysis of the soul that is preventing your true healing. Why haven't you gotten in this water for 38 years? It may have been hopelessness. I'm so broken, I don't think it's possible that I could ever be fixed. It might have been fear, right? I don't really want to look deep within and discover what's in there and face it. It may have been a distrust. I don't believe that God could ever forgive me because this paralysis is related to sin. My brothers and sisters, our Lord is asking every one of us in this gospel, do you want to be healed? Are you willing to search within and find out what is behind the lust? What is the root of my judgmentalism, my perfectionism, my anger? Why do I break out in rage? What is really behind that? Working with a lady debilitated by depression in her mid-20s, saying prayers of healing and freedom, who could come to the point and say, "Father, my dad never told me he loved me." And I knew immediately, there's the root. She tried all forms of medication for the depression. She just needed to face the fact that she never felt loved, and so she couldn't love herself. And then the healing began. Or a man, after an hour of prayers, to be able to say, "Father, I never could see it. I hate myself." I worked with a man, and I close with this. I was able to attend a man who went through an exorcism, and he'd been possessed for 30 years, but the manifestations had only been happening for about 3 months. After the second session, and they were long, grueling sessions, he called the priest exorcist and he said, "Father, you know what? I think I'm just going to live with this." You're possessed, right? What are you talking about? You know what? The last 30 years, they haven't been too bad. That's the man lying near the waters. My brothers and sisters, that might be us. You know what? I'm just going to live with this and stay the way I am. And our Lord is saying, do you want to be healed? I can do it. But will you join me? Because it might be some hard work.